Namah Shivaya. Let's go back and to the beginning of what we were doing and read a little bit about what it means. Page 98. Are you happy there, Shiva? He's happy. You are the object of sensory perception. You are the goddess who distributes the forms of the earth. You are the producer of the universe, the support of all existing things in the universe. Control or sustain the earth. Firmly establish the earth. Make the earth efficient in its motion. Now we're going to give the rice. You are the grains which satisfy and gladden the gods, gladden the sacrifice, gladden the Lord of sacrifice, bring satisfaction to us through sacrifice. Now we're going to place that pot. Cause the effulgent fire of perception to enter into your highly honored container for renewed nourishment. Remaining there, let it increase in thousands so that upon removal, abounding in spotlessly pure strength, it may come flowing into us. We're going to pour the water. You waters are declared the ultimate of waters, established in all creation begotten, abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth, always abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth, and forever abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth. Put the wealth inside. Let wealth, even abundance, be victorious. Let wealth be sufficient as to be victorious over the severe ocean of existence. As a bow to protect us safe from the enemies of desire, let it be victorious to illuminate all. That which bears fruit and that which bears no fruit, that without flowers and that with flowers as well, to we who exist, born of the Lord of the vast, set us free. All this is God. The pious mark of red vermilion, symbolizing the ocean of love, placed prominently upon the head above the nose, bursting forth, allows the vibrance of youth to fly. As the stream of ghee pours into the flames, those spirited steeds of the divine fire consume the logs of wood, increasing the will and self-reliance of the worshiper. This red-colored powder indicates love, who drives the chariot of the light of wisdom with which we are worshiping our Lord. Please be pleased, O great seer of all, with this offering of red-colored powder. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. You are being adorned with this divine red powder, which is made more beautiful by the love we share with you and is so pleasing. O Lord, when we present this red powder, be pleased, O supreme ruler of all, with this offering of red colored powder. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. You are being adorned with this beautiful divine piece of sandalwood, ground to a paste which is so pleasing. Please accept this offering of sandal paste, O supreme sovereign of all the gods. With the offering of sandal paste, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. O Lord, you are being gratified by this turmeric, the giver of comfort and beauty. When you are worshipped like this, then you must bestow upon us the greatest peace. With the offering of turmeric, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Coming from the ocean of being, the fulfiller of desires, granter of supreme bliss to all souls, for the motive of purifying or sanctifying this holy union, we request you to accept this bath with the offering of milk for your bath. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Derived from milk from the ocean of being, sweet and pleasing like the glow of the moon, let these curds eternally be our ambassador as we request you to accept this bath. With this offering of yogurt for your bath, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Freshly prepared from the ocean of being, causing all fulfillment, we offer this delightful ghee, this clarified butter, and request you to accept this bath. With this offering of ghee for your bath, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Prepared from flowers of the ocean of being, enjoyable as the sweetest of the sweet, causing the fire of divine nourishment to burn swiftly, we request you to accept this bath. With this offering of honey for your bath, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. From the lake of sugar cane, from the ocean of being, which causes the nourishment of sugar to give divine protection from all impurity, we request you to accept this bath with this offering of sugar for your bath. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Milk, curd, ghee, and then honey and sugar mixed together. These five nectars are our ambassador as we request you to accept this bath with this offering of five nectars for your bath. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. With various beautifully smelling ingredients as well as the scent of sandal, we offer you this scented oil, O Lord. With this offering of scented oil, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. She is the cause of the scent, which is the door to religious ecstasy. Unconquerable, never failing, continually nurturing for all time. May we never tire from calling that manifestation of the highest respect, the supreme goddess of all existence, with this offering of a scented bath. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Please accept the waters from the Ganges, the Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, and Kaveri, which have been provided for your bath. With this offering of Ganges bath waters, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. To take away the cold and the wind and to fully protect your modesty, we adorn your body with this cloth and thereby find the greatest peace. With this offering of wearing apparel, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Om, the sacred thread of the highest purity is given by Prajapati, the Lord of creation, for the greatest facility. You bring life and illuminate the greatness of liberation. O sacred thread, let your strength be of radiant light. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity of mind and body, patience and forgiveness, sincerity and honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and self-realization are the natural activities of a Brahman. With these nine desirable threads all united together, the nine qualities, exemplifying the three gunas or three qualities of harmony of our deity, this sacred thread will be our ambassador. O ruler of the gods, please accept. With this offering of a sacred thread, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. We adore the father of the three worlds of excellent fame, grantor of increase. As a cucumber is released from its bondage to the stem, so may we be freed from death to dwell in immortality. With this offering of Rudraksha, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. O my rosary, the great limitation of consciousness, containing all energy within as your intrinsic nature, fulfilling the four desires of men, give us the attainment of your perfection with this offering of Amala. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. O great Lord, please accept these grains of rice, spotlessly clean, bestowing the fruit of liberation, and give us a spotlessly clean mind. With the offering of grains of rice, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. We offer you this garland of flowers with spiraling lotuses, other flowers and leaves. Be pleased to accept it, O ruler of all gods. With the offering of a garland of flowers, Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Various flowers such as Mallika and others of excellent scent are being offered to you, our Lord. All these flowers have come from the devotion of our hearts for your worship. Be pleased to accept them with the offering of flowers. Om, I bow to the consciousness of infinite goodness. Now we're going to establish stillness. All the places of pilgrimage, as well as all of the gods, are replaced within this container. O multitude of gods, be established within. Be still in the gross body, be still in the subtle body, be still in the causal body. Quickly taking in this energy and shining forth as the holder of wealth, O divine fire, becoming abundant, destroy the current of rubbish from the face of this earth.